And Auckland musician Paddy Echo has spent the last couple of years in London living the life only a few can dream of. But he's back in New Zealand and he's here for the first song today. Hi.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
Tell
it.
Me about your journey. How did you end up in London playing music in this incredible city?
Yeah, well, I was hell bent on going. That started probably the end of high school.
Yeah.
And I'd made my decision to go to university. So I went and studied popular music at Auckland University. Jumped around, did a bit in Otago as well. But it was always my plan, I think, that I just wanted to go. I had this sort of connection with the city, and I knew that my whole soundtrack to the second half of my high school was all UK based acts.
Great.
You know.
Can and I just, say that right, when I read some of your influences, I was expecting a 6-year-old man when I walked in.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, a lot of this stuff is based over there, and I just had this goal, you know. I felt like I could do it at that stage, you know, straight after university, I could do the whole couch thing.
And tell me about your interest in mid-century sort of classic music, you know, some of the names that you grew up listening to.
So my big music household, a lot of music growing up.
Is your dad a singer?
No, he's worked in radio his whole life.
Oh,
so
yeah, cool.
Yeah, so the house was full of Motown and all those Atlantic records and stuff, and which is fantastic. And then I sort of, when I was through high school, sort of focused on that whole soul sound. Really got into Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye,
right.
Nina Simone, all
yeah.
those kind of people. So those are all the artists that I go back to generally. Big, big fan.
And then what about the modern influence? Who is in there?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of the stuff I listen to, they all sort of tip their hat to the past eras as well, which is what I'm trying to do with my music, I suppose.
Yeah.
But artists like King Princess, the Arctic Monkeys have done it really, really well. Sam Fender recently. Those are the guys I've been listening to heaps,
yeah,
for sure.
So how was it over there? Tough going, I imagine, as a musician.
Yeah, it was. I was lucky. I mean, for 2 years, I think this is a victory. But I did 2 years without signing a lease. I don't know. I'm taking that as a point to make.
Yeah.
But that was just living on couches and jumping
really?
Between.
Really, wow.
Yeah, for my whole second half, I was there for 2 years. So the whole second year, I was between friends' places for sure. But no, it's a fantastic city. And even if you're in that mindset, you know, I don't know. Even though I was playing gigs to like 2 or 3 people, and I definitely was, just because you were there and just because you're in that environment, you sort of felt like you were achieving something. Well, I felt like anyway.
Was there one gig or one experience over there that you'll remember as the best of your 2 years?
Yeah, for sure. I was, and I only got this gig because someone pulled out naturally, but it was at just a really, really cool studio space. They had like a showcase. It was called Metropolis Studios, and the guy who was running it, I think he was married to a Kiwi and had met me, I'd met him, I should say, at some point, and then I filled the slot there. And that was pretty full circle though, because that our single that we've just released, me and Alex here, it was mastered at the same studio, so it was a nice little full circle.
Great. Sorry, you better introduce your co-collaborator here, Alex Wildwood. Hi there.
Hello.
You got a beautiful guitar there, Alex.
Thanks. Yeah, it does the trick.
So, Paddy, what's the plan now that you're back?
Well, I've been back for a wee while now, and I've just been focusing, focusing a lot on songwriting. Especially, this sort of feels like a new project. I released a bit of music while I was over there under a different name, but now it's coming back, and these songs were sort of coming out of the woodworks, and it sort of felt like a new step, new chapter. So. I'm working towards that. Released the song Best Friend about a week and a half ago now.
Great.
Which was really exciting. Really, really exciting.
Is that what you're going to play today?
It is indeed, yeah.
What's the story behind the song?
Story behind this song? I suppose it's a heartbreak song, I suppose, at heart. It started back while I was in the UK. I wrote a couple of lines down in a book, and it wasn't until August last year when I was in the studio with Alex that it sort of came to life. And it's just about getting back to the place, you know, when you're more than just boy and girl, I suppose, and you know everything about them, and you're in sync. And I think that's the thing I miss the most, not having that. So it's just sort of, I'd do anything to get back to that point.
Great. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
This is the name is Paddy Echo.
Play it cool, find it hard to pretend. Thought we were good, or was it something I dreamt? I'm such a sucker for wishful thinking. Just me here in the hotel bar sinking. Start a fire, maybe cause a flood. Dance on a table if it's what you want. Get your attention with no middleman. Steal a moment any way that I can. And please, babe, nothing worse than settling for a second place. May as well be floating round in outer space. Far enough away to feel happy for you. Just tell me how to be your best friend. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Can't always be the one who's giving chase. Give me a little, keep me in the game. Hear your heart and not your feet. Yes, you can leave, but you're a part of me. And please, babe, ain't nothing worse than settling for a second place. I may as well be floating round in outer space. Far enough away to feel happy for you. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Let me be your best friend. Just tell me how to be your best friend. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Ooh, please, babe, ain't nothing worse than settling for a second place. I may as well be floating round in outer space. Far enough away to feel happy for you. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Let me be your best friend. Just tell me how to be your best friend. Ooh, just tell me how to be your best friend. Just tell me how to be your best friend.
RNZ National, nice work. Paddy Echo.
Thank you.
Performing Best Friend live in Studio B, thanks to our sound engineer, Andre Upston. And good luck, Paddy, and thanks for your time today.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it.